Well, today we just prayed for them a minute ago, and they did just a fantastic job in the first service. Many of you know them, and many of you don't, so I'm going to take time to introduce them today for those who do not know who they are. We're thrilled to have Hillary and Alde with us, our missionaries to Brazil. Several years ago, when I was a youth pastor, some of you wonder how I got so cool. That's because I was hanging around teens all the time. Just a joke. Okay. Anyway, as a youth pastor, one of my great leaders, Hillary, was on our youth staff, and I asked her to organize a missions trip to Brazil. And we took a group down to Brazil, had a great time down there. While we was there, we met this big old Amazon beast down there by the name of Aldair. He was on staff at one of the churches there that was hosting us, and they traveled with us on a boat down the Amazon. We spent many days there together ministering and getting to know each other. Our hearts were gelled together. The Holy Spirit, I can tell you, you ever been with somebody when you just feel like the Holy Spirit put your hearts together, your spirits together? That's the way it was in our lives. And we had a bond that the Holy Spirit began to grow there. And he was not interested in dating Hillary at the time, but I always made sure he was sitting by her. I'd always try to arrange it where he had to sit in the back seat, and I'd look in the rear view mirror, and he'd be sweating bullets. He was so nervous. Nothing happened during that trip, but later on, they began to talk and converse, and the Holy Spirit had brought their lives together. Later on, I had the privilege of doing their ceremony of their marriage, and they came and were married, and they have moved to Brazil. Of course, she's moved to Brazil with him, and they are planting churches down there. They planted a church several years ago, about 8 to 10 years ago, have planted the church down there in Brazil. It's expanded up and down the Amazon region, ministering to churches. They go to villages that many people can't get to or won't go to. They've gone there. They're ministering to prostitutes, ministering to children, broken families, raising up other missionaries. They have missionaries coming from other nations coming in there, countries as well, coming in to be discipled and taught. And they are just really being God's hands and feet. And we are proud. We consider them spiritual sons and daughters of this house. Before I ever planted Destiny Church or started Destiny Church, he drove around the city with me. We prayed over spots where we could start the church. I went in and we shared our heart. And I remember it was shortly after that I went to him and he was here ministering. I said, "Fuck, God's just saying it's time for you to plant." He goes, "It was just confirming what the Holy Spirit has spoken in his life." So we've been that kind of relationship, but God just used us to speak over each other and pray over each other. We've sent many trips down there down the Amazon River, a missions trip, and we're going to do more in the future. We have our home missionaries. The Betts family, many of you know the Betts family, are down there now living full-time, serving full-time with them. And so this is not just any missionary. This is our missionaries, okay? These are our people, our family. And I want you to welcome them back home to Destiny Church. Can you put your hands together and welcome our missionaries? Pastor Aldair and Hillary. Pastor Hillary, come on. Bless us this morning.
Good morning. Well, it's funny because in first service I was sharing about things going on and I didn't say anything about the fact that, and I forgot about it after service, I thought I didn't even say it, but about the fact that we are currently looking for land to build on. So Pastor Gene did not know that. And what's interesting with all of that is that in this whole process we've had some things happen that makes it look like that's not possible. And I just feel like that was confirmation. And so we've been expanding our current building. We recently built kind of some lean-tos next to it just to hold our children for now because we're needing a new space. We've just totally outgrown it. But property is extremely expensive in Manaus, Brazil, where we're at. And so that looks impossible to us right now. And so thank you for that encouragement. And we believe God is going to open those doors. But it's wonderful to be here with you this morning. And God is just doing some amazing things. And we have a quick video here that I'm going to let you watch. It's kind of crazy. Our media guys in Brazil put it together. And they've kind of just done a recap of some of the things over the last year. And I know some of it's in Portuguese. But they're basically just showing some events that we had. And this way you can kind of get an idea of what's been going on.
Ready, aim, fire. We'll be right back.
So that shows you a little bit about what's been going on. It's been a crazy year. We've had lots of things happen. And a few things that you saw in that video, one of them you saw the big words, the EMA, the Emma. That is our Missions and Revival School that we have. We just graduated our second class in June. It's an 11-month school of ministry, and we are getting ready to start our third year with a new set of students in August. And they have classes all during the week. They do internships, and then they have a project they have to do, and at the end of the year they do a final practicum. And it may be internationally. We just took a group to Chile. Or it may be urban missions or river missions or national missions in Brazil. So we just graduated our second class. And right now we have a couple that graduated from the first class who are in India and another couple who are in Austria. So we're really excited because we're seeing God use these young people and some of the older people as well. We've had all ages come through the school in just amazing ways. And even in the marketplace, God is just doing some great things. So we have that project. We have several different things that go on. We have a home church base that we started about 8 years ago in Manaus. And then through that, we have the mission school. We have a Bible seminary as well. And we have some students who are on a three and a half year journey to finish Bible seminary and become ministers of the gospel. We also have a project called the Hosea Project. It's a project where we work with prostitutes on the streets of Manaus. Human trafficking is a big problem in our region. The largest international human trafficking route in South America goes straight through the Amazon. And so the reality is very stark. And we have human trafficking that is with sex trafficking, but also with organs and slave trade. And so it is not... an easy thing to deal with, but we have teams that go out every week on the streets and talk to these men and women and help them in this journey of getting off of the street. Most of them have been prostitutes since they were 11 or 12 years old, and they literally don't know any other life. They have no work skills. They don't even know how to read, many of them. So it's a project that has been ongoing for the last 4 years. We have a great team who works with them. We have a project called Casa dos Filhos, which is House of the Sons and Daughters. And it is a project for underprivileged children who are in at-risk situations. And they go to school. In Brazil, there's only 4 hours of school a day. So they go in the morning to school, and then they come to us in the afternoon. They get a meal, they get tutoring, and then they have extra classes like English, Bible, dance, theater, music, and the things that they wouldn't have in their normal school day. And so this way, their parents can go back to work, they can take a college course, finish school, but more than anything, these children are in a safe situation, and they're learning a different reality. They're learning about the possibility of what they could do with their lives. Right now, we have 40 children. Our goal is to eventually have 80, so as we're financially able to, we will be able to have it also in the morning, so the kids who go to school in the afternoon can come to us in the morning. And it's just been an amazing journey over the last year to see these children grow. We also have a mission base on the Amazon River in a village called Chimbo. And we have teams who do not only discipleship, but tutoring for the children, and then also a women's artisan project. And they're teaching the women to make jewelry and things that they can sell to help better their financial situations. So we're really excited about everything that's been going on. Beyond that, we have all the projects of the church that a normal church would have going on. And we just started a prayer room. And we've had intercession and prayer happening for the last several years, but every single day. But we remodeled a small building that was up in the front of our church. It's actually detached. It's not part of the church. But we wanted it to be a place that it could be a prayer room for the whole city of Manaus. So it's called Convergence Prayer Room. It's not called Passion and Compassion. And it's a place where we eventually want to see 24-hour worship and prayer happening. Right now we have morning, we have afternoon, we have night, we have different times where there is, but it happens every day. And so we're excited about that because we know that Jesus said, my house will be called a house of prayer. And so that's something that has been a foundation for us and has been in our hearts. But it is wonderful to be here with you this morning. And I think the only other thing I wanted to tell you is that we have churches in the nation of Chile that we planted about 4 to 5 years ago. They're doing fantastic. Pastor Marcelo is the pastor over the churches there, and he is Chilean. And they are getting ready to start their mission school, and we're helping them with that. And they are kind of in a rural area outside of a big city. And so they've decided to build a building for and create dormitories so that the students can come to them. They can live there and go through the mission school. And we're going to be helping them plant this mission school. They've got the building almost completed. We were just there in the beginning of June, and we helped them a little bit with that building. But they're needing bunk beds. And so one of the special projects we have right now that we're trying to raise funds for are for some of their bunk beds. They need 25 bunk beds, and each bunk bed with the whole bunk bed with the cushions and the pillows and the sheets and everything. And it's really cold there, so they need a lot of covers on. But it's $230 for a full set with everything included. So if you're interested in helping us with that project, you can come and see me after service. And we want to get those bunk beds all built so that they can get this, or put in there so that they can get the school started. But we are excited to be here, and my husband has a word from the Lord, I know. And so I'm going to turn it over to him, and hopefully you'll be blessed this morning. Thank you.
Bom dia.
Good morning.
Vocês estão bem?
Are you okay?
Tivemos primeiro culto muito bom.
We had a really good first service.
E é muito bom estar aqui.
So it's really good to be here.
Agradecemos por estar aqui de volta, pelo convite.
We thank you for the invitation to be back.
É bom estar no meio de amigos.
So it's really good to be in the midst of friends.
Pessoas que nós amamos.
People that we love.
E conhecer novos amigos.
And then to get to meet new friends.
É bom estar de volta nessa casa.
So it's good to be back in this house.
Sempre bom estar aqui.
It's always good to be here.
Muito bom. Eu quero compartilhar uma palavra com vocês.
And so I want to share a word with you this morning.
Que eu tenho compartilhado em alguns lugares.
It's something I've shared in some other places.
Eu ia compartilhar outra coisa aqui.
I was actually going to share something different.
E o Espírito Santo me levou a compartilhar isso essa manhã.
And the Holy Spirit asked me to share this morning.
E eu quero poder comunicar com vocês isso.
And so I hope I can communicate this to you.
Vamos lá abrir em Lucas 24.
So if you could open with me in Luke 24.
Talvez você já ouviu muitas palavras sobre isso.
And maybe you've heard a lot of words about this.
Você já ouviu pregações sobre isso.
You've heard preachings about this.
Mas eu quero te dar outra perspectiva sobre essa realidade.
But I want to give you a different perspective about this reality.
Vamos lá, Lucas 24, vamos ler a partir do 13.
So we're going to read in Luke 24, beginning in verse 13. Verse 13 says, "Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, 'What are you discussing together as you walk along?' They stood still and their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, 'Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem, and do you not know the things that have happened there in these days?' 'What things?' he asked. 'About Jesus of Nazareth,' they replied. 'He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all of the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since this all took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but they didn't find his body. They came out and told us they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it was just as the women had said, but him they did not see. He said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he was going farther. But they urged him strongly, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?'"
Vamos orar mais uma vez.
Let's pray one more time.
Deus, eu peço que nessa manhã,
God, I ask that this morning,
Senhor, venha e invada os nossos corações.
Lord, that you would come and invade our hearts.
Revela o Senhor a nós.
Reveal the Lord to us.
Mostra-nos.
Show us.
toca e transforma as nossas realidades.
Touch us and transform our reality.
Eu sei que o Senhor está nesse lugar.
I know you're here, Lord.
Eu sei a necessidade, o Senhor sabe a necessidade de cada uma aqui.
Lord, I know that you know the needs of each person here.
Mas eu peço que o Senhor venha.
But Lord, I ask for you to come.
Não nos deixe sair desse lugar da mesma forma que entramos.
And don't let us leave this place the same way we came in.
Nós queremos ser impactados pela tua palavra.
We want to be impacted by your word.
Nós queremos ser transformados pela tua
we
palavra.
We want to be transformed by your word.
Pela revelação de quem tu és.
By the revelation of who you are.
Pai, faz isso.
So Father, do this.
No nome de Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, I pray.
Depois da morte de Jesus.
So after the death of Jesus.
Depois da crucificação.
After the crucifixion.
Logo depois da Páscoa.
Soon after the Passover, Easter time.
Os discípulos de Jesus, somente os 11, basicamente os 11 discípulos de Jesus.
Only about the 11 disciples of Jesus.
Ficaram por Jerusalém.
Actually stayed in Jerusalem.
Escondidos.
They were hidden.
O restante se dispersaram.
The rest of all of his disciples took off.
Alguns voltaram para suas casas.
Some of them went back to their homes.
Outros procuraram outro lugar.
Others looked for another place to go.
Mas aconteceu uma dispersão muito grande.
But people were dispersed. It was a great amount of people.
E por que aconteceu isso?
But why did that happen?
Uma decepção muito grande tinha tomado conta do coração daquele povo.
A great disappointment had taken over the hearts of those
people. O Império Romano tinha ido muito severo contra a pessoa a qual eles esperavam.
The Roman Empire had severely gone against the person that they hoped in.
Mataram eles.
They killed him.
E eles estavam sem saber o que fazer.
And they didn't know what to do anymore.
Eles tinham esperança naquele judeu que they caminhava no meio deles.
Their hope was in that Jew that walked with them.
E eles simplesmente agora ele estava morto.
But now he was dead.
E eles ficaram sem saber o que fazer.
And they didn't know what to do anymore.
Imagina um piscar de olhos.
So imagine, in a blink of an eye.
Toda aquela esperança foi embora.
All of their hope was gone.
E é interessante mesmo que Jesus tivesse falado para eles.
And it's interesting that even if Jesus had said to them.
Adiantando o que ia acontecer.
Exactly what would have happened.
Eles estavam desesperados e até mesmo atordoados.
They were so upset and mixed up.
Porque toda aquela esperança tinha virado uma poeira.
Because to them, all of their hope had become dust.
Eles perguntavam, o que aconteceu? O que aconteceu?
And they asked, what had happened?
Entendo uma coisa.
So understand something.
A expectativa daqueles homens.
The expectation of those men.
Foi o grande problema disso tudo.
Was the big problem in all of this.
Aqueles homens esperavam que Jesus.
Those men expected that Jesus
fosse o grande libertador de
would
Israel.
Be their great liberator of Israel.
Eles esperavam que Jesus, num momento, dominasse todo o Império Romano.
They expected Jesus in one moment to dominate the whole Roman Empire.
Dominasse, estabelecesse o reino de Israel.
And to establish his kingdom in Israel.
E Israel voltasse a ser uma grande potência que era.
And that Israel would become a great power again like it had been in the past.
Porque existia uma promessa sobre eles.
Because there existed a promise over them.
E eles esperavam isso.
And that's what they were waiting for.
Alguns viam Jesus.
Some of them saw Jesus.
Como um grande libertador político.
As a great political liberator.
E eles estavam na expectativa disso.
And that's what their expectation was.
Quando Jesus confrontava os poderes.
That Jesus would confront the powers.
Algo crescia dentro deles.
And when he did that, something would grow inside of them.
E a expectativa deles crescia mais.
And then their expectation grew even more.
Mas agora,
but now,
esse homem,
this man,
estava morto,
was dead.
E toda a esperança deles,
and all of their hope,
tinha ido embora,
was gone.
Homens tinham deixado suas casas,
these men had left their homes,
eles tinham deixado seus trabalhos,
they left their jobs,
eles deixaram muita coisa para trás,
they left many things behind,
e começaram a seguir esse judeu,
and they began to follow this Jew.
E no coração deles.
And in their hearts.
Eles esperavam algo acontecer.
They were waiting for something to happen.
Você quer um exemplo como eles esperavam isso?
Can I give you an example of how they waited?
Por exemplo, as escrituras lá em Mateus 20, 21.
In Matthew 20, 21.
Tem uma mulher que chega para Jesus.
There's a woman who comes to Jesus.
E fala assim.
And she says.
Ordena que no teu reino,
ordain that in your kingdom,
os meus filhos, um te senta à tua direita e outro à tua esquerda.
That my children will sit at your side, one on your left and one on your right.
Isso mostra a expectativa dela.
So this shows us her expectation.
A expectativa que estava no meio deles.
The expectation that was in the midst of them.
Eles tinham esperança que isso acontecesse.
Their hope was that this would happen.
Mas agora tinha virado poeira.
But now all of their hope became dust.
Que decepção!
What disappointment!
Nós acreditamos em mais um falso profeta.
We believed in one more false prophet.
Você não sabia, mas mais de 25 movimentos messiânicos antes de Jesus tinham acontecido.
Many people don't know this, but before Jesus there were more than 25 messianic movements that had happened.
Muitos messias tinham aparecido.
Many who came and said they were messiahs had appeared to them.
Pessoas tinham acreditado nisso.
And people believed in them.
E agora, na mente deles, muitos pensavam que eles tinham acreditado em mais um movimento messiânico.
And so in the mind of many of these men, they believed that they had just believed in one more of these movements.
E eles tinham voltado e eles estavam decepcionados.
And so they were disappointed.
Parece que essa era a experiência desses dois homens de Emaús.
And it seems to me that this was probably the experience of these two men on the road to Emmaus.
Eles estavam voltando.
They were going back.
Eles não precisam. Por que razão eles ficariam em Jerusalém?
Because for what reason would they stay in Jerusalem?
Esperança acabou.
Their hope was gone.
Acreditamos em mais um falso.
We believed in one more false man.
Vamos voltar para casa.
So let's go home.
Vamos voltar para a velha maneira de viver.
Let's go back to our old way of living.
Ou vamos buscar uma nova maneira de viver.
Or let's find a new way to live.
Eles começaram a voltar para casa.
So they started going back home.
E enquanto eles caminhavam de volta,
and as they were walking back,
Jesus começa a caminhar no meio deles.
Jesus begins to walk in their midst.
E aí começa a acontecer algo bem interessante.
And something really interesting begins to happen.
Porque Jesus começa, aqui mostra um senso de humor incrível que a gente nunca imaginava que Jesus
Because
tivesse.
Here we find a sense of humor that Jesus has. That's really incredible, and most times we don't think he has a sense of humor.
E Jesus começa a perguntar para eles o que aconteceu.
So Jesus says, hey, what happened?
E a resposta desses homens.
And the answer that these men give.
Parece que eles não estavam muito felizes.
Tells us that they probably weren't very happy.
Principalmente com aquela pergunta.
And especially with the question he asked them.
E eles falam assim, você é o único que está aqui e não sabe o que aconteceu.
They say, are you the only one here who doesn't know what happened?
Jesus fala, não.
Jesus says, no.
O que é que aconteceu?
What happened?
Isso parece uma brincadeira de mau gosto.
It's kind of like a bad joke he's playing on them.
Como é que você vai mexer com o sentimento de alguém que está triste?
You know, people would think, why would you mess with the feelings of someone who's already sad?
E aí ele vai e fala, o que aconteceu?
He says, what happened?
E eles falam, olha, a respeito de Jesus de Nazaré.
He said about Jesus of Nazareth.
Que era homem profeta.
He was a man who was a prophet.
Poderoso em obras e em palavras.
He was powerful in works and in words.
Diante de Deus.
Before God.
E diante do povo.
And before the people.
Jesus pergunta, mas o que aconteceu com ele?
And Jesus is asking, mas, you know, what happened to him?
E aí eles começam a explicar para ele.
And they begin to explain to him.
E é engraçado que Jesus fala uma coisa para eles que muitos de nós não acreditaríamos que Jesus falaria.
And so then Jesus says something to them that many of us would never believe would come out of Jesus' mouth.
Aqui na tua Bíblia fala que ele fala foolish.
Here in your Bible it says how foolish you are.
E se eu falar para você que isso foi melhorado para você ficar tranquilo?
But I have to tell you that these words were made better in the translation than what they really are.
Se você olhar no original,
if you look in the original,
você vai se assustar.
You'll be shocked.
Porque talvez você nunca imaginasse que Jesus falaria uma coisa dessa.
Because you probably would never imagine Jesus saying what he said.
Não pode.
Oh no, he can't say that.
Porque muitos do nosso Jesus.
Because for many of us, our Jesus
é o Jesus dos filmes.
Is a Jesus from the movies.
É aquele Jesus que fala de um jeito.
It's that Jesus that talks this way.
Que se movimenta de um jeito.
And he walks a certain way.
E nós imaginamos isso.
And that's what we imagine.
Você nunca imaginaria que Jesus falaria isso.
And we never imagined Jesus saying what he said.
Jesus ofendeu aqueles homens.
Jesus offended those men.
Ele falou mesmo.
He said it.
Você sabe por que isso é tão incrível?
Do you know why this is so incredible?
Porque esses homens descreveram Jesus como um homem profeta.
Because these men described to Jesus, Jesus as a prophet.
Ele era alguém profeticamente alinhado.
That he was someone who was prophetically aligned.
Ele não poderia ser politicamente correto.
And so he could not be politically correct.
Ou você é profeticamente correto.
You're either prophetically correct.
Ou você é politicamente correto.
Or you're politically correct.
Você não pode ser as duas coisas.
You can't be both at the same time.
Jesus ofendeu isso.
And so Jesus offended them.
Jesus era profeticamente correto.
Because he's prophetically correct.
Ele não estava ajustado numa maneira correta.
He wasn't just trying to adjust things to say them correctly.
E aí, eu imagino Jesus não tivesse tanto medo de apanhar ali.
And I thought, you know, Jesus, I guess he wasn't afraid to get beat up.
Porque esses homens não conheceram ele.
Because these men did not recognize him.
E aí que está um outro ponto bem interessante.
And this is another really interesting point.
Porque a palavra fala que os olhos deles foram impedidos de reconhecê-lo.
So, because the word tells us that their eyes were covered, they were not allowed to see who he was.
Eu não acho que Jesus passou por uma cirurgia plástica na ressurreição.
I don't believe that Jesus went through a spiritual plastic surgery in his resurrection.
Eu não acredito.
I don't believe it.
Eu não acredito que teve um botox espiritual.
I don't believe he had spiritual botox.
Eu não acredito.
I don't believe it.
Eu não acredito que Jesus mudou a voz.
I don't believe that Jesus' voice was changed.
Eu não acredito disso.
I don't believe that.
Era ele ressurreto.
It was him resurrected.
Ele estava ali.
And he was there.
Sua voz.
With his voice.
Sua figura.
With his appearance.
Ele estava lá.
He was there.
Porque esses homens não reconheceram.
So why didn't these men recognize him?
A palavra fala, seus olhos estavam encobertos.
The word tells us that their eyes were covered.
Qual era o problema ali?
So what's the problem there?
Uma falsa compreensão de Jesus.
They had a false understanding of Jesus.
Suas ideias a respeito dele.
Their ideas about him.
Não correspondiam aos fatos.
They did not correspond to the facts.
O Jesus que eles tinham em mente.
The Jesus that they had in their minds.
Não correspondia ao Jesus real.
Did not correspond to the real Jesus.
Eles estavam encobertos.
So their eyes were covered.
Com Jesus imaginário.
Because of the imaginary Jesus.
E por isso eles não conseguiam ver o Jesus real.
And that's why they couldn't see the real Jesus.
A expectativa deles.
Their expectation.
Era no Jesus que eles criaram para si.
Was in the Jesus they had created for themselves.
Mas esse Jesus frustrou tudo.
But then Jesus came and he frustrated all of that.
Ele morreu.
He died.
Ele não restabeleceu o reino.
He did not reestablish the kingdom.
Naquele momento.
In that moment.
Ele não devolveu o poder a Israel.
He did not give the power back to Israel.
Esses homens estavam decepcionados.
And so these men were disappointed.
Voltando para casa.
And so they went back home.
Jesus começa a andar com eles.
And Jesus begins walking
eles
with
them. Eles não conseguiram ouvir.
They could not hear.
Corretamente.
Correctly.
Ver corretamente.
They could not see correctly.
Porque sua visão.
Because their vision.
E seu entendimento.
And their understanding.
Estavam cobertos.
Was covered.
Com uma falsa compreensão.
With a false understanding.
Falsa expectativa.
A false expectation.
E Jesus continuou falando com eles.
And so Jesus continued speaking to them.
A crença no Jesus imaginário impediu deles reconhecer.
Their belief in an imaginary Jesus was a barrier to them recognizing
him. Isso acontece conosco hoje.
But that happens with us today.
Isso acontece muito nos dias de hoje.
It happens a lot today.
Nas nossas relações.
In our relationships.
A ideia que fazemos das pessoas,
the
muitas vezes.
The idea that many times we have about other people.
Nos impede de vê-las como elas são.
Will keep us from seeing them as they are.
Às vezes nós imaginamos alguém.
Sometimes we imagine a person.
Nós moldamos essa pessoa.
And we mold that person.
Para nos relacionarmos bem com ela.
The way we want, so we can have a good relationship with them.
Nós nos pretendemos.
We pretend.
Mas nós não conhecemos a realidade.
Because we don't know the reality of that person.
Nós temos medo da realidade às vezes.
Because we're afraid of that reality many times.
É por isso que nós nos relacionamos assim.
And that's why we have our relationships like that.
Isso aconteceu aqui.
And that's what happened here.
E Jesus começa a entrar na conversa daqueles homens.
And so Jesus begins to talk to these men.
E à medida que Jesus vai explicando para eles.
And the more that he explains to them.
De Moisés.
He starts at Moses.
Até aquele presente momento.
And speaks all the way up to the present.
Algo vai acontecendo com aqueles homens.
Something happens in those men.
Aos poucos o coração deles vai aquecendo novamente.
Little by little their hearts begin to open more and more.
E eles chegaram, se aproximaram de um povoado.
And so they get close to an area where there's people.
Onde eles iam ficar?
The place where they were going to stay.
E aí Jesus faz algo que é outra coisa que nós não imaginávamos que ele faria.
And Jesus does something else that many times we wouldn't imagine Jesus doing.
A palavra fala.
The word tells us.
Que se você tem uma boa tradução, lógico.
That you have to have a good translation too.
Ele fala que ele finge que vai.
He says basically, they say basically that he pretends he's going to leave.
Na verdade, ele queria ficar.
But the truth is, he wanted to stay.
Vou te dar um exemplo.
So I'm going to give you an example.
É como alguém fosse visitar você.
It's like somebody comes to visit you.
Na hora do almoço.
Right at lunchtime.
Mas a intenção dele.
But their intention.
Não era te visitar.
Wasn't just to visit you.
Mas ele, qual era a intenção dele?
But what was the intention?
Aí ele vai e fica ali.
He wants to stay there.
Ele finge que vai embora.
Pretends he's getting ready to leave.
Ele quer ir embora.
He says he wants to leave.
Mas na realidade ele quer um convite para ficar.
But the reality is he's waiting for you to invite him to stay.
No nosso caso, principalmente um caso, no Brasil isso é mais comum. Na América Latina isso é mais comum.
And you know, in our case in Brazil and in Latin America this is a lot more common.
Aqui para você visitar alguém você tem que marcar uma agenda.
Because here you guys always have an agenda and you schedule to go visit someone.
Parece que não é tão comum isso.
So this isn't as common here.
E aí, e nós vivemos nessa ideia que nós temos pretendendo sem sobre a forma nós somos treinados para ser assim, educação.
And so we are basically trained to be this way, that we should talk a certain way, that we should have good manners.
Por exemplo, quando alguém chega e pergunta para você.
So, for example, someone comes to you and they ask you.
Como você está?
How are you?
Qual é a resposta que ele espera?
What's the expectation that you'll respond?
Tô bem.
Fine.
Mesmo você não estando.
Even if you're not.
Você vai responder isso.
That's what you answer.
Que é a forma como nós nos relacionamos.
Because this is the way that we've learned to relate to each other.
Mas parece que não é bem a ideia de Jesus aqui.
But it doesn't seem like that's Jesus' idea of relationship.
A verdade de Jesus.
The truth of Jesus.
É sobre a realidade.
Is reality.
E aí ele faz, finge que vai embora.
And so he pretends he's going to leave.
E eles, os discípulos o convidam.
And then his disciples invite him to stay.
Fica conosco.
Stay with us.
Já está ficando a noite.
It's getting dark.
Vai no outro dia.
Go, you can leave tomorrow.
Jesus não fez, não sei.
And Jesus didn't say, oh, I don't know.
Ele falou, eu fico.
He said, okay, I'm staying.
Porque a ideia dele.
Because his idea.
A vontade dele.
His desire.
Era ficar.
Was to stay.
E aí ele fica ali.
And so he stays.
E quando ele fica, ele passa um tempo com eles.
And so he spends time with them when he stays there.
Aí chega um momento.
And the moment comes.
Que eles sentam à mesa.
That they sit at the table.
E Jesus fez algo que ele repetiu muito tempo na caminhada.
And Jesus did something he'd done many times during his time on earth.
Na hora de que eles iam comer.
As they were sitting down to eat.
Ele pegou o pão.
He took the bread.
Ele partiu.
And he broke it.
No momento que ele partiu.
And in the moment that he broke it.
A palavra fala.
The word tells us.
Que os olhos daqueles homens foram abertos.
That the eyes of those men were opened.
E eles reconheceram ele.
And they recognized him.
E no momento que eles reconheceram ele.
And the moment they recognized him.
Ele desapareceu.
He disappeared.
Mas por que ele desapareceu?
But why did he disappear?
No momento que eles reconheceram.
Just in the moment they recognized
isso
him.
Isso não dá certo.
Why did they do that?
É mais ou menos assim, você está vendo uma série.
It's almost like you're watching a TV series.
E a última, bem no final.
And at the very end.
Acontece algo.
Something happens.
E acaba, só vai acontecer na segunda
and
parte.
And it's done, and you're only going to see it next season.
Aconteceu isso com você?
Have you ever had that happen?
Você fica numa expectativa.
You have an expectation.
Agora que eu ia conhecer a verdade.
Now I'm going to know the truth.
Acaba.
And it's over.
Jesus, no momento que eles reconheceram.
In the moment they recognized him.
Jesus desaparece.
Jesus disappears.
Mas por que Jesus desapareceu?
But why did Jesus disappear?
Um amigo meu que é pastor na América Central.
I have a friend who's a pastor in Central America.
Contou uma história sobre essa passagem.
And he told me a story about this passage that I thought was incredible.
Incrível. Que ele fala que ele estava num comum um monte de pescador.
He said he was in the midst of a bunch of fishermen.
Eles estavam conversando sobre essa passagem.
And they were talking about this Bible passage.
E eles falaram assim. Mas por que Jesus desapareceu?
He said, but why did Jesus disappear?
A mesma questão que nós temos agora.
It's the same question that we have right here.
E para onde ele foi?
And where did he go?
Para onde ele foi?
Where did he go?
E um dos pescadores.
And one of the fishermen.
Deu uma resposta.
Gave him a response.
Que eu acho que é a resposta mais incrível nisso.
That I thought is one of the most incredible responses.
Ele falou assim: Jesus desapareceu.
He said Jesus disappeared.
E ele foi, para onde ele foi?
Where did he go?
Ele foi para dentro deles.
He went inside of them.
Entenda uma coisa.
Understand something.
Eu não estou falando que Jesus se colocou para dentro
deles. I'm not saying that Jesus physically just went inside of them.
Mas o Deus real.
But the real God.
Agora tomou conta da vida deles.
Now has taken over their lives.
E Jesus imaginário.
And the imaginary Jesus.
Foi embora.
Is gone.
Eles tinham a compreensão da realidade.
They now have the understanding of reality.
Eles estavam ali perplexos com a verdade.
They were perplexed by the truth.
Eles agora compreendiam a razão de muitas coisas.
But now they understand the reason for many things.
O Jesus imaginário deu lugar ao Jesus real.
Their imaginary Jesus now gave place to the real Jesus.
O Jesus das profecias.
The Jesus of the prophecies.
Estava ali na realidade diante deles.
Was there in reality before them.
E sabe o que aconteceu?
And you know what happened?
Eles começaram a conversar entre eles.
They began to talk to one another.
Não ardia o nosso coração?
And they said, didn't our hearts burn?
Quando ele falava, expôs a escritura.
When he spoke to us and taught us.
Quando ele começava a falar sobre a palavra.
When he talked about the scriptures.
Sabe o que aconteceu com aqueles homens?
Do you know what happened with those men?
A palavra vai falar, vai contar a história.
The word tells us the story.
Eles levantaram,
but they got up
e voltaram para Jerusalém,
and they went back to Jerusalem.
O lugar onde não deveriam ter saído.
The place they never should have left.
Eles voltaram para Jerusalém.
They went back to Jerusalem.
Eles não estavam mais amargurados por causa da decepção.
They weren't bitter because of the disappointment they'd
eles
had any longer.
Estavam agora cheios da verdade.
But now they were full of the truth and reality.
A verdade tinha entrado dentro deles.
The truth had come into them.
Aqueles homens agora não estavam vivendo mais em altos e baixos.
These men were not going to live any longer with ups and downs.
Sabe o que acontece muitas vezes conosco?
Do you know what happens many times with us?
Por causa nós criamos expectativa num Jesus imaginário.
Because we have created expectations in an imaginary Jesus.
Nós vivemos como esses homens.
We live like these men lived.
Tentando buscar razão nas coisas.
Trying to find reason in things.
Nós não criamos raízes em lugares.
We don't create roots in any place.
Nós queremos buscar razões nas coisas.
We're looking for the reasons for things.
É por isso que nós movemos em muitos lugares.
And that's why we move around so much.
Nós nos decepcionamos no lugar.
We get disappointed in one
place. Nós saímos para outro lugar.
We go to another place.
Nós nos decepcionamos no
lugar. We get disappointed there.
Nós saímos para outro
lugar. We go to another place.
Você sabe por que isso?
Do you know why?
Porque nós queremos encontrar razão nas coisas.
Because we want to find reason in things.
Nós queremos um lugar que se adapte ao nosso Jesus
we
imaginário.
We want things, a place that will adapt to our imaginary Jesus.
Nós queremos isso.
That's what we want.
Nós não criamos raízes.
And so we don't create roots.
Nós voltamos para Emaús.
We go back to Emmaus.
Ele foi muito bom, mas agora eu estou decepcionado.
This was really good, but now I'm disappointed.
Eu estou desapontado com aquele homem.
I'm disappointed with that man.
Estou desapontado com esse líder.
I'm disappointed with that leader.
Eu não acredito mais na igreja.
I don't believe more in the church anymore.
Eu vou voltar para Emaús.
So I'm going back to Emmaus.
Esses homens agora,
these men now,
com os olhos abertos,
with their eyes open,
voltaram para Jerusalém,
go back to Jerusalem,
e entenderam uma coisa,
and they understood something.
Eles descobriram a razão de morrer.
They found their reason for dying.
Porque você não vive enquanto não encontra a razão pela qual você morre.
Because you don't live until you find your reason to die.
Porque é a mesma razão que você vive.
Because the same reason that you live
você
for,
morre.
You die for.
Esses homens criaram raízes.
These men began to create roots.
Eles não iam mais sair.
They weren't going to leave anymore.
Eles não iam mais viver altos e baixos.
They weren't going to live ups and downs any longer.
Eles não iam estar ali procurando um lugar para satisfazer esse Jesus imaginário.
They weren't going to look for a place to satisfy their imaginary Jesus anymore.
Agora aquela a palavra de Paulo faz sentido agora.
Now the words of Paul make sense.
Em Gálatas 2:20.
In Galatians 2:20.
Ele fala, não vivo mais eu.
He said, I no longer live.
Mas Cristo vive em mim.
But Christ lives in me.
Entenda uma coisa.
So understand something.
Ele não está falando sobre o Espírito Santo.
He's not talking about the Holy Spirit here.
Ele está falando de Cristo.
He's talking about Christ.
Vive em mim.
Living in me.
Você sabe por quê?
Do you know why?
Sim, o Espírito Santo vive em nós.
Because if the Holy Spirit lives in us.
Pelo menos deveria viver.
Or at least he should be.
E sabe qual é o maior trabalho do Espírito Santo em nós?
Do you know what the greatest job for the Holy Spirit has in us?
Não é nos dar dons.
It's not just to give us gifts.
Mas é apontar para a obra do Filho.
But he points us to the work of the Son.
Ele nos leva à realidade da obra do Filho.
And he takes us to the reality of the work of the Son.
Se você tem o Espírito Santo em você,
so if you have the Holy Spirit in you,
ele faz uma coisa mais do que você imagina.
He does more than you imagine.
Ele faz mais do que de te ensinar a orar em outras línguas.
He does more than just teach you to speak in other languages.
Ele aponta para o Filho.
He points to the Son.
A obra do Filho.
The work of the Son.
Revela toda a realidade.
That reveals all of reality.
E aí Cristo, não mais eu, mas Cristo vive.
And it's no longer I, but Christ in me.
Essa era a realidade daqueles homens que tiveram os olhos abertos.
That was the reality of those men whose eyes were open.
Jesus entrou neles.
Jesus came into them.
Agora fazia sentido.
Now it made sense.
A razão.
Their reason.
O sentimento.
Their feelings.
Sua vida.
Their life.
Agora eles estavam prontos para morrer por algo.
And now they were ready to die for something.
Eles não estavam correndo em busca de sentido mais.
They weren't running around trying to find meaning anywhere else.
Colossenses 1:27.
Colossians 1:27.
Cristo em nós.
It says Christ in us.
Cristo em nós.
Christ in us.
Sabe o que é isso?
Do you know what that is?
A realidade dentro de você.
His reality inside of you.
Não é só um entendimento do que é ele.
It's not just an understanding of who he is.
É a realidade dele dentro de você.
It's his reality inside of you.
Não mais o teu sentimento.
It's not any longer just your feelings.
O que você quer fazer.
Or what you want to
do. Suas decepções.
Or what you're disappointed in.
Você sabe uma coisa que um grande sábio amigo falou para mim?
You know what a friend who's a very wise man said to me?
Nós queremos ganhar o mundo.
He said we want to win the world.
Nós queremos transformar nossa cidade.
We want to transform our city.
Nós queremos ter uma vida de 120 anos.
We want to live for 120 years.
Mas às vezes nós não sabemos o que fazer no final de semana.
But many times we don't even know what to do on the weekend.
Nós buscamos, nós estamos em busca de sentido.
We're searching for meaning.
Nós achamos que só porque um dia nós aceitamos a Jesus.
We think that just because one day we accepted Jesus.
Agora eu sou um cristão.
That now I'm a Christian.
Eu quero falar algo para você.
I want to tell you something.
Se a sua vida,
if your life,
não tem sido em busca dele,
has not been in search of him,
ter aceitado Jesus um dia,
having accepted Jesus one day,
não faz você um cristão,
will not make you a Christian.
Mas a minha esperança,
but my hope,
é que você possa estar caminhando em Emaús,
is that you could be walking on the road to Emmaus,
e ele está caminhando do teu lado,
and that he would walk by you,
e você não está percebendo,
and maybe you don't realize,
porque
it,
você tem um Jesus imaginário,
because you've created your own imaginary Jesus,
mas teu coração está queimando,
but that your heart would begin to burn.
Mas a minha esperança é,
and my hope is,
no momento que ele partiu o pão na sua frente,
that in the moment that he breaks the bread,
os olhos vão ser abertos,
that your eyes will be opened,
e você vai voltar para Jerusalém.
And you go back to Jerusalem.
Sabe o que aconteceu com aqueles homens?
Do you know what happened with these men?
Impactados pela ressurreição.
They were impacted by the resurrection.
A ressurreição não foi só uma boa notícia.
The resurrection wasn't just good news.
Afetou a vida deles.
That affected their, it affected their lives.
Sua história.
It affected their history.
A família.
It affected their families.
Tudo que eles estavam fazendo.
Everything they were doing.
Não fazia sentido voltar para Emaús.
It didn't make sense anymore to go back to Emmaus.
Vamos voltar para Jerusalém.
They went back to Jerusalem.
A ressurreição afetou a vida deles.
The resurrection affected their lives.
Agora.
And now.
O olhar deles para a cidade.
Their gaze on their city.
Era o olhar da ressurreição.
Is a gaze of resurrection.
O olhar dele para as pessoas,
the way they looked at other people,
era o olhar da ressurreição,
was a look of resurrection.
Não era mais uma expectativa.
It wasn't an expectation any longer.
Tanto que o livro de Atos vai nos mostrar,
so much so that the book of Acts tells us,
que cristão, que os discípulos foram chamados de cristãos pela primeira vez.
That for the first time, the disciples were called Christians.
Sabe o que quer dizer isso?
Do you know what that means?
Pequenos Cristos.
Little Christs.
E algumas vezes os Atos vai nos mostrar.
And so sometimes in Acts it shows us
que as pessoas falaram.
That people.
Os homens que estão transtornando o mundo chegaram.
That the people would say the men who are putting the world head downward, they've arrived.
Sabe o que quer dizer?
Do you know what that means?
Eram homens consistentes.
It means they were men who were constant.
Firmes.
They were firm.
Com raízes.
They had roots.
Pessoas que caminhavam sabendo, conhecendo e com a realidade dentro de si.
They were people who were walking, who were knowing, and they had reality inside of them.
Eles olhavam a morte com cara de ressurreição.
They looked at death with a face of resurrection.
Sabe algo que é incrível?
Do you know something that's interesting?
Eles assumiram a responsabilidade.
They took on the responsibility.
De testemunhar.
To be testimonies.
Que no universo, Deus tem a última palavra.
That in the universe, God has the last word.
Eles testemunhavam isso.
They were testimonies of this.
Que Deus na vida e no universo tem a última
that
palavra.
That God in life and in the universe has the last word.
Não é a minha vontade.
It's not my will.
Não é a minha decepção.
It's not my disappointment.
Sabe o que aconteceu com esses homens?
Do you know what happened to these men?
Eu vou falar para você o que aconteceu com esses homens.
I'm going to tell you what happened to them.
Esses homens não estavam mais pedindo para Jesus entrar na sua história.
They weren't asking for Jesus to come into their story anymore.
Porque não era mais sobre a sua biografia.
Because it wasn't about their own biography anymore.
Esses homens foram tragados para a história de Deus.
But these men were attracted to the story of God.
Eles estavam dentro da história de Deus agora.
They were pulled into his story now.
A biografia que importa agora é a biografia dele, de Jesus.
The biography that was important now was Jesus's biography.
Não a biografia deles.
Not their own personal biography.
Eles não eram mais homens que estavam toda semana pedindo, Jesus, entra na minha história.
They weren't men who had to say, Jesus, come into my story every Sunday.
Eles eram os homens que estavam dentro da história de Deus.
But they were now men who lived in the story of God.
Não era mais sobre suas vidas.
It wasn't about their lives anymore.
Era sobre a vida dele.
It was about his life.
E por causa disso.
And because of that.
Nós temos milhares e milhares de igrejas no mundo.
We have millions and millions of churches in the world.
Por causa dessa realidade.
Because of that reality.
Nós temos essa igreja aqui.
We have this church here.
Por causa deles.
Because of them.
A pergunta que eu quero fazer.
So the question I want to ask you.
Se o futuro da igreja.
Is that if the future of the church.
Dependesse da fé desse lugar.
Depended on the faith of this place.
O que aconteceria?
What would happen?
O que aconteceria?
What would happen?
Será que aqui dentro temos homens e mulheres que estão vivendo em busca de sentido?
So, I want to ask, are there men and women here who are just looking for meaning?
Ou eles estão dentro da história de Deus?
Or are they inside of God's story?
Descobriram a razão de viver e morrer?
Have they discovered their reason to live and to die?
E não vivem mais por decepções?
And who do not live based on disappointments?
Eles estão enraizados na realidade.
But they're rooted in reality.
Cristo neles.
Christ in them.
A esperança da glória.
The hope of glory.
Cristo neles.
Christ in them.
A esperança da glória.
The hope of glory.
Cristo em nós.
Christ in us.
A esperança
the
da
hope
glória.
Of glory.
A missão não era feita com a vontade de fazer missão.
The mission is not done just because you have a desire to have a mission.
A missão é feita.
But the mission is completed.
Porque nós estamos dentro da história de um Deus que é missional.
Because we are inside of the story of a God who is missional.
Para de tentar construir a tua própria história.
So quit trying to build your own story.
Entra na história dele.
And get into his story.
Entra na história dele.
Get into his story.
Entra na história dele.
Get into his story.
Aconteceu com esses homens e caminho.
That's what happened to these men on the road to Emmaus.
A minha oração nessa manhã.
And so my prayer this morning.
É que o Jesus imaginário de
muitos. Is that the imaginary Jesus of many.
Seja destruído.
Would be destroyed.
Que o Jesus real.
That the real Jesus.
Como aquele pescador falou.
Like that fisherman said.
Entre dentro deles.
Would come inside of them.
Entra dentro de vocês.
Would come inside of you.
Vocês voltem para Jerusalém.
That you would go back to Jerusalem.
Comece a criar raízes.
And begin to grow roots.
E Deus possa olhar para esse lugar.
And so then Jesus will look at this place.
E confiar nesse lugar.
And he'll trust in you.
Uma missão duradoura e verdadeira.
A mission that is true and everlasting.
Talvez muitos aqui.
Many, maybe many here.
Estão no caminho de Emaús.
Are on the road to Emmaus.
Alguns ainda não entraram lá.
Some may not have gotten on the road yet.
Estão pensando o que fazer da vida.
They're thinking about what to do with their lives.
Estão decepcionados.
They're disappointed.
Morreu a minha esperança.
My hope has died.
Alguns já entraram lá e estão voltando para casa.
And some are already on that road and they're going back home.
Estão tentando ser politicamente correto.
Trying to be politically correct.
Colocando sua esperança em governos.
Putting their hope in governments.
Em homens.
In men.
Alguns já sentaram à mesa.
Some have already sat at the table.
Está chegando a hora de partir o pão.
And the time is coming that the bread will be broken.
Para abrir os nossos olhos.
And their eyes will be opened.
Mas eu sei que alguns já estão voltando para Jerusalém.
But I know that there are some that are going back to Jerusalem.
E tem alguns que já estão lá.
And some who are already there.
E a minha esperança.
My hope is.
É que você se encontre em algum desses estágios.
That you find yourself in one of these positions.
Em um momento da caminhada.
And that at some moment in your walk.
Você é tragado pela história dele.
You will be pulled into his story.
Essa é a minha esperança.
That's my hope.
E nunca mais você vai viver do altos e baixos.
And that you will never live in ups and downs anymore.
Teu dia mau.
You have a bad day.
Não vai adaptar a tua caminhada.
But that's not, you're not going to adapt your walk to your bad day.
Decepção com os homens.
Disappointment with men.
Não vai ser a luta para a busca da razão.
It will not cause you to fight to find reason in things.
A verdade.
But the truth.
Dentro da história dele.
In his story.
Você descobriu a razão de viver.
Will help you discover your reason for living.
E para morrer.
And for dying.
Fique em pé comigo.
Would you stand with me?
Eu quero fazer uma pergunta hoje.
I have a question to ask you.
Seja bem sincero comigo.
And I want you to be really sincere.
Eu não quero que você depois, ah, foi uma palavra muito boa, falou muito comigo. Não é só isso, não.
I don't want to just hear, oh, it was a good word. It talked a lot to me. Spoke a lot to me. It's not just about that.
Eu quero perguntar aqui.
But what I want to ask you.
Se você se encontra em um desses estágios.
Is that if you find yourself in any one of these stages.
Eu quero orar por você.
I want to pray for you.
Porque talvez hoje.
Because maybe today.
Chegou um momento que você senta à mesa.
It'll be the moment that you sit at the table.
E o Jesus imaginário.
And your imaginary Jesus.
Que impedia você ver o Jesus real.
Who has been a barrier to you seeing the real Jesus.
Vai desaparecer.
Will disappear.
E Cristo em você.
And Christ in you.
Começar a ser esperança.
Will begin to be your hope.
Esperança da glória.
The hope of glory.
Se você está em um desses estágios.
So if you're in any one of these stages.
Vem aqui à frente comigo.
I want to invite you up here with me.
Não importa a posição que você.
I'm not worried about
aqui.
The position that you have in this church.
Eu não vou pedir para ninguém orar por ninguém.
And I'm not going to ask anyone to pray for anyone else.
Eu estou pedindo que você seja realista.
But I'm asking you to be real.
Se o futuro da missão,
if the future of his mission,
dependesse da tua fé hoje,
depended on your faith today,
o que aconteceria?
What would happen?
Se o futuro da missão,
if the future of his mission,
dependesse da tua fé hoje,
depended on your faith today,
o que aconteceria?
What would happen?
Se a missão que os nossos filhos vão desenvolver.
If the mission that our children will develop.
Dependesse da tua fé.
Depends on your faith.
O que aconteceria?
What will happen?
Pai.
Father.
Nessa manhã.
This morning.
Eu sei que o Senhor está fazendo algo incrível aqui.
I know you're doing something incredible here, Father.
Eu sei disso.
I know it.
Eu sei que muitos têm caminhado em busca de razão.
I know that many have searched for meaning.
Razão para viver.
For a reason to live.
Razão para caminhar.
A reason to continue walking.
Mas eu peço que enquanto o Senhor caminha ao lado deles.
But God, I ask that as you walk beside them.
Eles vão pensar no queima em nossos corações.
They're going to begin to think what is burning in our hearts.
Eu peço que o Senhor sente a mesa com eles.
Lord, I ask you to sit at the table with them.
Parta o pão.
Break the bread.
E abre os seus olhos.
And open their eyes.
Abre os seus olhos.
Open their eyes.
Que o Jesus real.
That the real Jesus.
Tome conta.
Would take over.
Da sua mente,
their mind,
coração,
their heart,
da sua vida,
and their lives,
a realidade da sua vida,
so that they can see the reality of their life.
Eles começam a criar raízes,
that they would begin to grow roots,
fortes,
that are strong.
Eu posso ver alguns voltando para Jerusalém.
I can see some going back to Jerusalem.
Mas eu vejo alguns ainda no caminho de Emaús.
But I see some that are still on the road to Emaús.
Continua falando com eles, Deus.
God keeps speaking to them.
Mas vai chegar um momento.
Because the moment is going to come.
Que os seus olhos serão abertos.
And their eyes will be opened.
E eles vão voltar para lá.
And they're going to go back.
A missão não vai estar mais comprometida.
The mission will no longer be a compromised mission.
Homens sólidos.
But solid men and women.
Estão fazendo essa missão. Estão fazendo essa missão.
This is it will be fulfilling this mission.
Pai, no nome de Jesus.
So Father, in the name of Jesus.
Derrama sobre eles.
Pour out over them.
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 Destrói todo Jesus imaginário.
Destroy
todo Jesus.
The imaginary Jesus.
Falsas expectativas.
All of their false expectations.
Traga eles para tua vida,
and
tua
bring
biografia.
Them into your biography.
Faz isso.
Do this.
No nome de Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
No nome
in the name of
Jesus.
Amen. I was telling the first service that We didn't communicate very little before they spoke today, and he didn't know we're in the middle of a series on Jesus, the three in one. And that's why I continue to say to you, and you're right on point today, the Holy Spirit, that we must have our eyes open on who Jesus really is. If your idea of Jesus is just a baby at Christmas time or the resurrection at Easter, you're missing it. There's so much more to who Jesus is. And the more you grow in your understanding of who Jesus is, all sides of Jesus, Jesus the shepherd, Jesus the teacher, Jesus the healer, Jesus the savior, Jesus the Messiah, Jesus the carpenter, as we come and understand who Jesus really is, the fullness of who he is, our eyes are open, and then we begin to walk in a new destiny. We walk in a new spirit, because now we're like, oh, wow, I'm understanding the fullness of who he really is. And so this word was really, really on time for us today. It just confirms what the Holy Spirit is speaking to all of us. I want you to real quickly go back to your seat. We're going to take up an offering form as we close this course. You guys give him a hand. You appreciate him very much. Amen. Powerful word today. We're going to give them a love offering today because we believe in them. We love them. And I tell you what, it's a lot of money to fly four people over from Brazil to here in the U.S. And they have to come over so many times during the course of the year. They got to keep the visas alive and keep their everything that's going on. And then they also have churches and ministries here that they're working with and have to itinerate to. And so they have to be here. And so we get a chance to bless them today. We can really help cover a big part of that. Those plane tickets today, and I want you to just really invest in them. We love them. I want you guys to help me bless them. Help me invest into them. Every bit of this offering that's taken right now is going to go 100% to their family to be used for whatever they need. And so stand on your feet one more time. Let's close this course as ushers pass the buckets this morning for them. Come on, let's let it ring as we close this out. Your love, come on.
Guys, enjoyed that word this morning. Come on, let's give it up one more time for Pastor. Come on, we can do better than that. Pastors Aldi and Hillary. Awesome, awesome word. Walk in that this week. Don't walk with the imaginary Jesus. Walk with the real Jesus this week. Pray that the scales fall off your eyes as you walk closer, walk deeper with Jesus Christ. Hey, we're continuing our series next week. 3 in 1. We want to make certain that you're here as we are getting close to the end of summer. Make certain you stay connected, stay plugged into everything that's going on. We love each and every one of you. Turn around, give somebody a hug or a high five, and say, it was so good to be with you this morning. God bless you.